One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is a short story and contemplation about the inspiration that led up to my 2015 TEDx talk in Boise, Idaho, entitled Disabled Thinking. Hey, hey, my friends, Alejandro Anastasio here, One Hand Speaks podcast, talking a little bit about my TEDx Boise talk, TEDx talk in 2015, the opening event for our TEDx's here in Boise, Idaho. Out of 170 people, my application was accepted, and I got to share an idea worth sharing. I got to talk about this idea that I have entitled, well, Disabled Thinking, which is interesting because the name of my podcast is One Hand Speaks. And really, I spend a lot of time talking about all the cool, unique, and interesting aspects of living life with one hand, or a disability, or nubability, or this ability, however you want to call it. However, disability is used a lot. And I came up with this idea of disabled thinking a while back. Actually, it was with my Buddhist teacher, Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche. We were talking a lot about, well, my capacity, my one-handed capacity, and all the things that I've accomplished with one hand. I don't really want to go into it, but sometimes I like to say I can accomplish more than 10 two-handed people tied together. And it's really not so much the hand or lack of hand or maybe even having three hands, sometimes I say, but it really has to do with the power of my thinking and my capacity to learn quickly, to do well, to exceed, all of these things. But we were just having this debate. This is what led up to my choosing disabled thinking for a concept in the first TEDx Boise here back in 2015. And I really like the idea, just the phrasing, disabled thinking. Because thinking, all humans have. All animals have some form of thinking. All sentient life has thinking. And therefore, when you apply disabled thinking to thinking, when you put disabled in front of thinking, it actually applies to all humans. And then, well, what does it mean to have a disability? I was just speaking over at the CUNA Middle School. I've spoken there a couple times. I have a great time at CUNA Middle School. I love speaking to middle school aged kids. That is my favorite age group, from like 6th grade until 9th grade, 5th until 8th, somewhere around there. And I had mentioned that I would rather have a disabled body than disabled thinking. And I talk about this in my TEDx talk. I have a link down below. So if you're listening to my podcast here on my website at One Hand Speaks, then you can just scroll down a little bit into the resources, and there will be a link to my TEDx talk called Disabled Thinking. Now, if you're checking me out on one of the other many platforms my podcast is at, just go over to onehandspeaks.com and scroll down and look for it, or just type in TEDx Boise, Alejandro Anastasio, and stick disabled thinking in there, and you'll get it somewhere on YouTube. Or if you'd like, and I'd like you to, visit my YouTube page. It's got a lot of older cool videos on there, and I'm getting ready to spend a lot more time vlogging and converting my podcasts into videos. Well, mostly they're sound videos, if that even makes any sense. But you'll be able to access all of my blogs, all of my podcasts on YouTube. And my goal is to actually get video of sign language so people that are deaf can watch my videos through sign language. So I'm going to be working on that. It's going to take a little bit of time, but anyways, just go over there and check it out. I'd love to get a lot more hits on it. And it's just, you know, it's how I think about my thinking. Now, let me say this. Thinking has immeasurable power. The power of thinking is completely boundless. It is limitless. And when you give limited power to unlimited thinking, you just make your thinking very limited. You give unlimited power to limited thinking. Now, it might sound a little strange, but let me say it again. You give unlimited power to limited thinking. You make the limits of your thinking incredibly powerful when you don't believe how powerful thinking actually is. When people ask me how I can accomplish so much with one hand, sometimes I go straight to the Zen. This is old school Zen, Kwai Chang Kane and the Kung Fu. When little Grasshopper was like, "Oh, Master, how is it that you can see so many things when you are blind?" And Master Po, I love Master Po. Master Po said, the real question is not how I can do so much being blind, how I can see so much being blind. The real question is how can you not see so much and have eyes? Sometimes I just tell people it's not how I can do so much with one hand. How is it that you cannot do more with two? And I was actually having this conversation with my Buddhist teacher, Vajra Master Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche. He's used me in many examples as a reflection of the power of thinking. And he talks a lot about my accomplishments. I do a lot of work at the monastery. I usually spend 2 to 3 months there a year. I'm one of the senior students. I'm an authorized Buddhist teacher. I do a lot of leading. I'm head geku. I'm head of security. A lot of my teams do very well. We accomplish a lot. We do a lot. And part of that is because I'm leading the team. So Kempo likes to use me a lot. And sometimes he talks about how less is more. He says, "Oh, look, Alejandro, he only has one hand, but he does much more than all of you. And how is that possible?" That is the power of thinking. And one day, Kempo and I were talking about this. We're just having a little side conversation at the Dzogchen Retreat Center, which I lovingly refer to as the monastery. We were talking about thinking and the power of thinking and having a disabled body and how I can do so much with one hand. And then he just paused for a moment and he asked me, he said, "Alejandro, what would you rather have, a disabled body or disabled thinking?" And I thought to myself, I'd rather have a disabled body. Because thinking is just so powerful. And if your thinking is disabled, it doesn't matter what kind of body you have. It doesn't matter. I mean, there are so many great movies. Gattaca is one, just about the power of thinking. Genetically great people, but they don't think powerfully. And people who aren't that genetically powerful with great thinking can actually accomplish a lot. Oh, so many great stories of people accomplishing things that most people would never think was possible because they just had so much determination and resolve and diligence and resilience, and they just never, ever, ever gave up. And this isn't about giving up so much. I mean, certainly don't give up. But this is really about understanding the power of your thinking. Now, when I gave my TED talk, I didn't want to talk about the power of thinking because, in a lot of cases, that can be almost cliche. So I turned it around. I love this idea of disabled thinking. Because when you believe you can't do something, that's disabled thinking. When you're scared to ask someone out on a date, well, that's disabled thinking. That's your fear. That's your doubt. That's your inability. That's your cold pride, thinking you're not good enough. I mean, we all go through disabled thinking all the time. Oh, I can't get that job. Oh, I can't do this. I can't change my life. Well, that's all just disabled thinking. Of course, you know, when we're thinking about trying to run a marathon or be a gold medalist or a professional athlete, those have different capacities. But look at Spud Webb, old school Spud Webb. I think he was 5'7", playing professional basketball. The dude was a mutant. Yeah, Jim Abbott, one-handed baseball player, pitched a no-hitter. Guy won a gold medal. I mean, the dude was no joke. A Prince Randolin, old-school human oddity with Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey. The list is long. I have a podcast just on people doing incredible things. And this idea of disabled thinking, I think I even mentioned this in my TED Talk, that, you know, I have seen people who have less than me, no arms, no legs, who've accomplished the most incredible things in the world. There are people with no hands that are world-class painters, calligraphers. There's a woman that paints with her mouth. She's got no arms and no legs. And she is just such an incredible artist. So many no-handed guitar players, one-handed guitar players. It is simply astounding the things you can accomplish when you don't have disabled thinking. And it was interesting when my teacher and I were talking. We got a really big chuckle because he said, "Yeah, Alejandro, you know, a lot of people have disabled thinking. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. You know, there are people who in wheelchairs getting up to Everest. There are the disabled traveler. This guy kind of lives here in the Boise area. Him and his friend, they did that that walk in Chile like 30 days." Guy in a wheelchair pushed by his friend. I mean, they just made this happen and they got a lot of support. Let me start that again. So much is accomplishable with the power of thinking, with the unlimited power of thinking. And if all you do is start to change, I mean, we all go through it. We all deal it. And even me, here I am, podcasting, talking about disabled thinking. Yeah, there are things I struggle with. I have challenges. Sometimes at my day job, maybe I don't think I can get a promotion, or I don't think I can change, or I don't think I can advance. You know, and living my life with one hand, I've had to overcome a lot of things, and some of that is just mostly my own thinking, how I think about myself. And I'll tell you what, the disabled body, okay, great. I can accept having one hand. I actually like it. I groove on it. It's no big deal. But I don't want disabled thinking. I don't want to think that there are all these things that I can't do. I don't want to convince myself that I have limited capacity, limited thinking. And just to believe that you can accomplish things greater than you normally can is a great start. So, you know, really it's just a contemplation. Like, what is it that you think? What doubts do you have? And how can you serve yourself? How can you change yourself? How can you change your thinking to become more powerful, so to speak? And I don't mean just physically strong, but mentally strong and emotionally strong. I mean, do you know people that have disabled thinking? How can you help them? How can you serve them? How can we all make a difference in the world with the power of our thinking? Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.